WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, it's Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood ADHD whisperer. Ever feel like life's throwing curveballs faster than you can say squirrel? I get it, trust me. Between racing thoughts, ever-shifting priorities, and the constant pressure to just focus, sometimes resilience feels about as attainable as finding a parking spot in New York City during rush hour. But guess what? You're stronger than you think. And today, we're diving into some seriously awesome tools, yoga, and meditation that can help you build that inner fortress of awesomeness. You know that feeling when everything seems to be going wrong at once? Your phone's dying, you spilled coffee on your new shirt, and the traffic is a parking lot. Yeah, those moments can really test our limits. But imagine this. Instead of letting stress hijack your day, you take a deep breath, roll out your mat, and find that Zen zone. You move your body with intention, feel the tension melt away, and emerge feeling calmer, more focused, and ready to tackle whatever comes next. That's the magic of yoga and meditation. They're not just about fancy poses or chanting in a dimly lit room, though those can be pretty cool too. It's about connecting with your inner strength, finding stillness amidst the chaos, and building that mental muscle that lets you bounce back from setbacks. So let's break it down, shall we? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you rock this resilience game. 1. Yoga isn't just for contortionists. Okay, seriously. You don't need to be able to do a headstand, though that would be pretty impressive. It's about finding poses that feel good for your body, honoring its limitations, and gradually building strength and flexibility. Think of it like a workout for your mind and body. You're strengthening those connections, promoting mindfulness, and learning to listen to your body's whispers instead of the loud noise of distractions. 2. Meditation is more than just sitting still. I know that sounds super boring, but hear me out. It's about training your mind to focus, be present, and accept thoughts without judgment. Think of it like a mental muscle workout. You start with short sessions, even 5 minutes, gradually increasing the time as you get comfortable. And hey, if your mind wanders, which it totally will, gently guide it back to your breath or chosen object of focus. No pressure, just practice. 3. Find what works for you. There are tons of different yoga styles and meditation techniques out there. Some are gentle, some are more intense. Experiment and see what resonates with you. 4. Consistency is key. Just like any skill, the more you practice, the better you get. Aim for at least a few minutes of yoga or meditation each day, even if it's just while listening to your favorite song or during your commute. It's about building that habit and making it a part of your daily routine. 5. Embrace the journey. This isn't about being perfect, it's about showing up for yourself, honoring your journey, and celebrating every small victory. Remember, even those tiny moments of peace and stillness can make a huge difference in how you navigate the world. Picture this. You're sitting at your desk, feeling overwhelmed by that looming deadline. Your to-do list feels like it's miles long, and your brain is buzzing with 1,000 different thoughts. But instead of letting stress take over, you pause. You step away from your computer, roll out your mat in a quiet corner, and spend 10 minutes doing some gentle yoga stretches. You focus on your breath, feeling the tension ease from your shoulders, and allow yourself to be present in this moment. When you return to your desk, you feel calmer, more focused, and ready to tackle that deadline with renewed energy. See, even a short practice can make a world of difference. So remember, building resilience isn't about becoming superhuman, it's about equipping yourself with the tools to navigate life's ups and downs with grace and strength. Yoga and meditation aren't just trendy practices, they are powerful pathways to self-discovery, inner peace, and unwavering resilience. This has been your daily dose of ADHD, but make it spiritual. Head over to our social media page and share your thoughts on this episode, what resonates with you. How do you practice yoga or meditation in your daily life? And don't forget to subscribe for more empowering insights and tips to help you thrive with ADHD. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, Tap that review button if this show brightens your day.